This is Nikki Bannerman from Sound for Sight Radio, here with Marcus Feely at the Tabernacle in London. Marcus, welcome.
How are you doing? It's good to be here. I'm looking forward to getting on stage.
I know you're itching to get out there. We're itching to hear you as well. So how come you got involved with this great event?
Well, the first time we heard about it, a friend of mine, Jasmine, who's also involved in the event, she's from Channel 4 and various other fantastic places, but she mentioned it and I just loved the idea. I think for me, as long as a charity is a legitimate charity and, you know, it's official and everything, I kind of never really say no unless I can't do it, you know, because every charity needs help. And so it was a kind of a no-brainer. But then I kind of did find it extra interesting because you got the sort of whole concept of the glasses that everyone's going to be wearing to sort of simulate the idea of restricted vision and everything, or impaired vision. And I think it's a really unique thing. I've heard of silent discos, but I don't know what you know phrase you would use for this, but I think it's definitely really interesting. So as I say, it was a no-brainer, but it's actually quite an interesting evening. I still haven't seen when I get up on stage, I'll see them all with the glasses on, and that's going to be a first for sure.
I'll give you a pair of glasses to wear as well, Marcus. So how does it feel going solo after such worldwide fame with the band? How does it feel?
Well, you know, it's a different thing. It's a different world in certain ways. And then in many other ways, it's kind of identical, really. You know, I'm definitely very lucky that I have all that experience in Westlife, you know, moving into interviews, because, you know, I think when I was 18, I didn't really have much experience and I probably wouldn't have known how to hold an interview. You know, I would have probably been too quiet or too shy. So in many ways, Westlife has, you know, made me ready or prepared me for this. But, you know, it feels quite natural to me. I think I felt quite ready to do this solo album, and I felt like I'd learned enough to sort of take the reins and, you know, do it by myself. And yeah, it's been an amazing experience all around.
What's the name of the single we have to watch out for?
The current single is Butterfly. My first single was Love's a Drug, was kind of back a few months ago. And there's another song I've just kind of released. It's not a single, but it's kind of out there, and it's called Only You. So it's kind of, I'm trying to sort of, I don't like picking one song to represent the album because it's kind of a variation of music on there. So there's a few different kind of, you know, quote unquote singles, I suppose.
We'll look forward to that. Thank you for coming tonight, Marcus.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I can't wait to get on. It's good. It's going to be good.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.